Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, and we begin with the very last word of Kuf Chaf Aleph. We're in Siman Sadi, and we spoke yesterday about the tremendous importance of davening with a tzibur, davening in shul with a minyan. And the Ramah adds, V'hu Hadin, the same halach applies, B'nei Adam Hadorim B'yishuvim V'ein HaMinyan. What happens if you live in a suburb, if you live out in the sticks someplace, and there is no minyan? Mikol Moko Mispalu Shachus V'arvis B'sman Shasibur Mispalim. A person should try to daven at least at the same time that the tzibur is davening in the bigger city, because in this way, at least you're getting a little bit of a credit for davening somewhat like tefillah b'tzibur, not a full tefillah b'tzibur, but at least you're getting some credit in this fashion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed adds, and he writes, Yechavein lehispalo, what does that mean? V'davka im trichalei milso lesof asorah. This person who's allowed to go and daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening should only do so if it's difficult for him to go and gather a tzibur to daven with him. The issue footnote number 30 brings down that we don't really define what this tircha is, how much is considered too much of an effort to make the tefillah b'tzibur. So he brings down the Maxis HaShekel, who writes, Shalapirish harishon b'morgin Avram, according to the first opinion brought down in the Morgan Avram, im yesh lo mishar sim sheyecholim lesof avuro asori. If you can have somebody, a servant or some person who can assist you, a foreman, who can go and gather 10 people, tzorich le'dog l'kach, then you should go and worry about this, and you should have that person go and gather the people for you. That's not called the tircha. However, he brings down the smag, who brings down a second opinion of the Morgan Avraham, Eino tzarech la'triach asor anoshim, and daily's follow the minion. You don't have to trouble yourself. If the minion's not there, you don't have to go and round it up. Although certainly it would be preferable to go and get a minion any way that you can, if it's not too much difficulty, and we'll leave that undefined. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Mashma b'avodas elidim davdalim with beis, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the imispalu musaf b'shor shatzibu mispalu shachwitz. If you're davening musaf at the same time that the tzibur is davening shachwitz, that is not lo mikre b'shor shatzibu mispalu. That's not called davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening. However, the imispalu limon beis haknesses, but if you're doing it in shul, the first case that we were talking about just now was you're at home, and you're davening musaf at the same time they're davening shachwitz. That's not called even a little bit like tefillah b'tzibur. However, if you're in shul, and for whatever the reason you came earlier, and you're davening musaf now, when the tzibur is up to shachwitz, mikri tefillah satzibur. That is, to a certain extent, called tefillah b'tzibur. The issue footnote number 31 writes, on Rosh Chodesh, when the tzibur is mispalli musaf, and they're not wearing tefillin, and you're davening shachris, so he brings down from the Salmos Chaim, Rashoy lispalli mom shachris ima tefillin. That is considered a little bit tefillah b'tzibur, even though you're wearing your tefillin, you're davening shachris, and they're davening musaf without tefillin. And he says, it's in this situation, you should go let people know that, so they shouldn't look bad that you're davening with your tefillin on, and they're all davening without their tefillin on. And he says the same is true in the reverse. Everybody else is davening shachris with their tefillin on, and you're davening musaf without your tefillin on, you would be able to do this, and be yotze a little bit tefillah b'tzibur, just let them know. Or he says, alternatively, you could even wear your tefillin while you're davening musaf. As we've already pointed out previously, that's not such a big problem, especially for Ashkenazim that don't say the nusach of keser, we say naritzcha, and therefore it's certainly less of a problem. Ayin sham, those halachas that we've discussed previously. The issue footnote number 32 writes that it's not really real tefillah b'tzibur if you're davening shachris and they're davening musaf, or vice versa. However, ma'aloso, it still is a maila, it's a madrega, shemispal b'shor shasibu mispalim, that you're davening when the tzibur is davening. He brings this down in the name of Shelus Shuvas Chavetzelis HaSharon, who explains this as a tzlach. The Sharatzion pointed out that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that it's a little bit like Tfilas HaTzibur, was based upon the tzlach, and this understanding that tzlach is a little bit different than the simple reading of the words. And this is, in fact, the opinion of the Chazon Ish as well, that it's not real Tfilas HaTzibur when you're davening shachris and they're davening musaf, but it certainly is better than nothing. Furthermore, he adds, even if you're davening in a shul and they're singing various types of praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for example, Asher Volotzion, the tzlach brings down over there as well, that there's a maila that you should daven Yishmon Esrei then, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to their tfilos, and therefore your tfilos aren't considered totally as a yochid as well, and this is also mashman the taz, that this is a wonderful thing to do. He then brings down the interesting scenario that if the Ben Chutz La'aretz is an Eretz Yisrael in Yontif Sheni, so he's davening a Yontif davening, and the rest of the people are davening a weekday Shemona Esrei, so then this is also called Tefillah B'tzibur, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and as well Rav Yashiv Zatzal. However, the other way around, where a person from Eretz Yisrael is davening in Chutz La'aretz, that, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Eino Nechsheves L'Tefillah B'tzibur. However, Rav Yashiv says that also is acceptable as Tefillah B'tzibur. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Aleph writes that you should be davening Shachris at the same time that the tzibur is davening Shachris if you're in the sticks someplace and you don't have a minyan. So he writes, Ubi Yemos HaKayitz, and in the summer days, Shatzibur Ma'achrim Tefillah Shachris, they're davening Shachris very late. V'hador B'yishuv Osur Afilu Lomot, and you're not allowed to do anything before you daven Shachris. So if you end up waiting till the time that they're davening Shachris, it's going to actually delay you. You're not going to learn. You're not going to do anything positive. So as we've already learned in Simon Peites, Shemo Yimshot B'limudo V'yavros Mantefillah, because if you do start learning on your own in your house, you may end up extending your learning beyond the Zman for Kriyashma and not realize it. So in this situation, in Kain Yispatlu Zman Aruch, you're going to waste a lot of time if you wait till the Tzibur Davins. In this situation, L'kayin Mutov Shiyispal Tekov B'netzacham, a person can get up and daven Vasikin, daven early in the morning if he's by himself out in the suburbs, someplace where there's no minyan, rather than waiting till the Tzibur Davins. When we call Shekein Kayom, and nowadays, certainly, the Bekilos Gedolos in New York, for example, Mispal and Tekev Misher Aboki, you have shuls davening Vasikin all over the place, early morning Minyanim all over the place. V'yimken Li'olam Hu B'shoa Shatzibu Mispal. So Mishnah Berurah says that a person not davening in the city, he's in the suburbs someplace, he's out in the sticks someplace, so he should daven as early as possible. Daven like Vasikin certainly would be acceptable in that situation, rather than waiting till the 8:30, 9 o'clock Minyan davens in the city. Sivkot Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Bisman Shat Tzibur, you should try to coordinate your davening, as we've said, at the same time that the Tzibur is davening. Pirush, Bishash Shekilos Yisro Misbam, when the Jewish congregations are davening, that's when you should daven. Uba Ashkenaz Shenogu Lakdim Arvis. However, he points out that the custom amongst any Ashkenazic communities, and today as well in the United States, there are many communities that daven Mincha Maariv together, and they may have a short little learning break in between, or not even that. So in this situation, you're davening Maariv at a much earlier time than is ideal, so you've ahead to do so because you're going to have trouble getting a minion together later on, as we will learn in Simon Reish Lamed Hey. However, an individual, Yochan Ador Bikfar, if you're living out in the sticks someplace, you're out in the suburbs where there is no minion, and you know that the regular town minion is davening very early for Maariv, right after the Shkia, let's say, Obederech, or you're on the road someplace, and you don't have the minion, then you should wait. Tzorech L'hamten, Atzesek Chob, you should wait until the stars have come out, till it's definitely the ideal time to daven Maariv. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Tain, imnanas, if a person under extenuating circumstances wasn't able to daven with the minyan, v'lo espal b'shor shespalu hatzibur, and he didn't daven when the tzibur was davening, v'mespal b'yochan, he's davening therefore by himself, there's no choice, afo b'ikain, yispal v'vesek nesis, he says it's preferable for the person to go to shul. You come home late after the one minyan in town has ended, but you have the keys to the shul, so rather than davening in your own house, you should better daven in the shul. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains, because the shul has more kedusha than your house, and your tefillos will be more likely to be answered over there than in your house. However, he says, if this person is a talmud chacham, everybody's going to look askance at him. He comes in when everybody else is leaving, just to daven there in the shul. It's going to be a chilul Hashem in that situation. Better that he daven yispalu b'veisa rather than make a chilul Hashem. People don't realize that he was under extenuating circumstances, and they just think he was lazy or think something else about him. And therefore, in that situation, it would be better if he davened at home and not use the advantage of davening in the shul in order to prevent the chilul Hashem. The Mechaber continues in Sif Yud. Kisha Omeidim Hatzibur Osulo Lahaktim Tfilosu Latvilas Tzibur. Amazing halacha. If you're davening with the Tzibur, you're not allowed to go ahead of them. You're supposed to daven with them. And we'll see we mean over here the Shmoneh Esrei. So a person who's davening with the Tzibur is not allowed to start his own Shmoneh Esrei ahead of them. Elo im kein ha'shol veris, unless he sees that they're going to miss the zman for davening, vein atzib mispalun lefi shemarichim bepiyutim o lusibo acheres. And the tzibur that he's with is somehow not going to make it because they're stretching out the davening by saying either extra piyutim or for some other reason they're kvetching the davening, whatever it may be. So in that situation, he would be allowed to daven in the shul, the Shmoneh Esrei. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah is going to qualify this somewhat. The Ramah adds, Aval below shol veris, but if it's not a problem that they'll miss the zman, Yispalel ha-piyutim v'atchinosim ha-tzibur, then he should say all these extra supplications that the tzibur is saying with the tzibur, Hello, Yifrosh min ha-tzibur, and he shouldn't separate himself from the tzibur, Afilu lasak with the Torah, and even if he's going to learn, he shouldn't go daven ahead, he should daven with the tzibur, the piyutim and the tchinos, with that tzibur. And the Ramah adds, Ayin le'el simon samaches, he tells us to go look what we've already learned previously in simon samaches, halachos of the piyutim, what you're allowed to, where you're allowed to add piyutim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Daled writes, Af al gav de besif hakodem kosav dafilu hu beveso yichavin l'shor shasibu mitzbalim. Even though we previously just said that if you're in your house, you should try to be mechavin to daven the Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur, haynu kidei shetei tefilos nishmas, in order that your tefillah should be listened to. However, avol isur aleka imakdim l'tefilas tzibur. We said in your house, if you daven ahead of the tzibur, that's not an isser. So over here in the shul, it is an isser. Why? But if you're standing there in the shul with them, you're not at home. You're in the shul with them. And you go and daven Shemoneh Esrei ahead of them, Isurin Nami Iko. There is, in fact, an Isur involved over here. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, this is true for Shemoneh Esrei specifically. But other parts of the davening, the Orech HaNeman says, as well as the Shailas Chuvas Yad Elio, that Mutul Haktim of Tzibur, you would be allowed to go and daven, for example, Pesukah Dezimra ahead of the Tzibur in order to make sure that you reach Shemoneh Esrei at the same time that the Tzibur does if you daven more slowly. However, he brings down the Torah Chaim in the name of the Shailas Chuvas Beis Yaakov, that even by Amiras Tilim, the Kosha came B'Shar HaTishbochos V'Atachnunim, that you're not allowed to go and daven at all ahead of the Tzibur, it is improper. However, he concludes, L'daito, to his own opinion, Hadover Mutter. Torah Chaim says he himself doesn't agree with the Shailas Chuvas Beis Yaakov. He thinks that you would be allowed to daven ahead in order to make sure that you daven Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, Gam Kidei L'Spalul K'Vasikin, even if you're trying to daven with a Vasikin, brings down from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, She'ein L'Hatir V'Tzorech L'Otzei Sibes HaKnesses. If you want to go daven Vasikin, you have to leave the shul. You're not allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei in front of everybody else in the same shul when they haven't reached their Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ayin in the Orech HaSchaim Shekos HaVetam. He explains that the Orech HaSchaim explains the reason for this. Mneishu kimevazas HaTzibur. Because when you're going ahead, it's as if you're disparaging the Tzibur. I don't want to daven with you. Umashma v'gemara, dafilu merotz lasso zeh b'shvil limon haTorah. Even if you're doing this for a good reason, you're going off to run to a shir and they're kvetching. So you say, I'll daven ahead and I'll go run to my shir. He has a sechavrusa, he has a set shear that he goes to, and now because they're kvetching the davening, he's not going to make it. Nevertheless, but if he has to go on the road, for example, if he does have to leave for whatever the reason, he can't do it in the shul, he should leave the shul and daven in his own house. If you can do it for parnasa purposes, he says you can do it as well for learning Torah. And in Dershu footnote number 35, he brings down, the guy is losing Tfilah B'Tzibur. How is he allowed to leave to go learn Torah? So he writes in the Ramah later on, that the only time a person could leave is if he's really such a star Talmud Chacham, his Torah is his entire life. So such a person has the heter to go and daven b'yechidus rather than to go to shul with a minion. This almost never applies nowadays, halacha l'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein mashem b'seif and Marmor Mordechai. The Marmor Mordechai says the same thing. However, Achsham Ayril Inyan Tfilas Musaf. There he's talking about Tfilas Musaf. Ve'ev shehu duhu adin linyan shachris. That was talking about Tfilas Musaf. You shouldn't daven ahead. So he says, Mistama, the same thing as by shachris. Refers us to Sif Yud Ches, where this will be discussed. Sifkat Lamed Hey. Lahakdun Tfilas. So, Ba'afilu wrote to Lossi Schutzul Besak Nesses. Even if you want to go outside the shul, Kain Kasav Magin Avram, Mishem Arivash. Even if you're leaving the shul, it's not still proper to do this. But he does bring down the Sefer Maimon Mordechai, the Ein Medivri HaRivash Rai, he can't bring a Rai from the Rivash, Umasik, and he concludes, the Ein Bo Itzah, the Maktim Tfiloso, Ela Delav Shaper Ovid. Maybe you shouldn't be doing this, but there's no Isser involved if you leave the shul to go daven ahead, the Mifsid Miyot Tfilas Tzibra, because you are losing over here the davening with the Tzibra. But at least you're not over an Isser if you left the shul and davened on your own, you're not being Mavaza the Tzibra. Sivkot Lam Advov, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hashoah Veris, if you're doing it, however, because they're going to miss the Zman, Mashma, does a feel a bit of Knesset Shari, then you not only wouldn't have to leave the shul, you could even daven ahead in the shul itself and say Shemoneh Esrei ahead of them in order to make the Zman of Tefillah. The issue footnote number 36 does bring down an opinion, Shailus Tshuva's pre-Tvua, that if a person davening Shemoneh Esrei very, very slowly, and as a result, he always misses Kedusha, so he might be allowed to start Shemoneh Esrei ahead of the Tzibur in order to make sure that he finishes in time to say Kedusha with them. However, he brings down that this doesn't appear to be the opinion of the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Lo Kosev Eitzazu, he didn't write this, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita writes, She'ein l'haslu kodem atzibur gamim kavonaso k'dei l'has kedusha, even if he has good intentions, one shouldn't daven ahead, even if it's to make kedusha. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, this opinion that says that if they're going to miss the Zman Tfilah, you can daven ahead, then this is also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. The Bach writes, Bach Posak, Davku Shezman Kotzer Kol Kasha Be'od Shelech Leveso Yavar Zman Tfilah. This is when you won't have time to go to your house, to leave the shul to daven in your house, so then you're allowed to daven in the shul ahead of the Tzibur. Avo Yev Zman Yelech Leveso. If there is time for you to go to your house, go to your house, V'yispalo B'yochid Ayin Sham. Then it's better to daven in the house rather than in front of everybody in the Tzibur. Then he brings down Issa B'Gemara, it says in the Gemara, Dim Cholash Libo, if a person's not feeling well, he's faint, Yochol, Espala Beveso, Kodem HaTzibur. You're allowed to daven in your house prior to the Tzibur because you can't get to the shul because you're not feeling well. However, Ubeveso Knesset Avze also, but you shouldn't daven Shemoneh Esrei in front of everybody else if you're not feeling well in shul. The reason is because it won't be recognizable to everybody else and they'll just see you davening ahead. However, Dim Chola Onus, But if it's so clear-cut that you're sick or there's some extenuating circumstances why you have to daven ahead, then it's permissible even in the shul, and this is the opinion of the Bach and the Prisha. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan brought down in Dirshu footnote number 37 writes, Shekivan Shacholi O Honis Nikarmalem, since these people are clearly, obviously, under extenuating circumstances, there is no concern about being Mavaza the Beis HaKnesses, L'chein Yicholim L'haktim At Besoch Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, they can go ahead even in Shul, Masha Ein Ken Kishachol HaShlibo, but not if a person's just feeling faint, because Ein Chushoso Yiduv in Nikaretz, because then it's not clear to everybody else that he's so sick and faint, and therefore it will be a disgrace to the Shul and the Tzibur. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, "Mishiyesh lo beis haknesses b'iro." If a person has a shul in a city, they know nichlas bolus pala, and he doesn't go to that shul to daven, nikra shochin roi. He's called a bad neighbor. The gorim golus lo levonov, and he'll cause, unfortunately, himself and his children to go into exile. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lama Zayin explains, "Yesh shtei batei knesses b'iro." If there are two shuls in the city, tov lelech lo rechoka. It's actually better to go to the more distant one, ki schar psiosh, because in this situation, he'll also get credit for the walk that he has to take. The issue footnote number 38 brings down. There's no problem here of ma'avir na'la mitzvah passing over a mitzvah, as is brought down in the Stechemet, and he brings down as well the Levushi Mordechai, who writes, the reason is, memutter kiven sholich lasos es osa mitzvah, because he's doing the same mitzvah, so it's not passing over a mitzvah. Rav Yashav adds, even if there would be a problem of ein ma'avirin, davka kishigiz mantfila, but also bezakneses, that's only if they started davening already in that shul. However, if they haven't started davening in that shul yet, there's certainly no problem of ein ma'avirin al mitzvos. Then he adds, if the closer synagogue, Yesh Rov Am, is a larger shul, then the Chayyadim brings down, it's preferable to daven in the larger shul, even though it's closer. Likewise, in issue 39, he brings down that if that shul is the shul that you regularly daven in, or that your father davened in, then you're certainly allowed to daven in the closer shul as well. And in issue footnote number 40, he brings down that this din of Schar Psios is only if you're walking, but if you're taking a car or riding on an animal, he brings down from the Torah Lishma and the Tzel HaChochma, Ein al kach schar psios. You don't get any schar psios for riding in your car, only if you're walking. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Ches says you're called a rotten neighbor, shochin ra, dechein derech shcheinim haroyim sheinichnosim lebeis chavereim, because the bad neighbor won't go into your house. He brings down from the Achronim, who also say, shafilu ein shal minyan asori, even if the shul doesn't have a minyan, da'as tomek tani, it says it plain, without qualifications, it's still called a shochin ra if you don't go to the shul, although the prima godim is mistopic, but he's not sure. The Mishnah Berurah continues, if you're davening in your own house with a minion, however, then you're not called a bad neighbor. The chol be'asor is shkin to shayi, because the shkin is present whenever there is a minion. However, but you didn't get yotzei the idea of davening in a shul. You did daven with a minion, but you didn't daven in a shul. Unless the place that you're davening in is like a shtibel. It's a small shul, it's a house, but it's a shul as well, and therefore you would be yotzei the idea of basic knesses in that situation. Siv Kotan Lamed Tes, you call the Shochin Ra, the Siv Koa Mar Hashem Al Kol Shcheinei Harayim, Hineni Nos Shom Me Alad Mosam, I'll wipe you out from your land, you're a bad neighbor. V'cholam Ashkim U'mar V'Veis HaKnes Zoch La'Richas Shom, and if a person goes to shul early in the morning and he goes to shul late at night, he's going to be Zochet to a long life. Shinema Ashri Odom Shemei Li Lishkot Al Dal Sosa Yom Yom. Well, praiseworthy is the person that comes to my doors in all days, hours of the day and night. And it says as well, Ki Motzi Motzo Chayim, and those that find me will find life. What a great schooler for davening with a minion. Sif Yud Beis, mitzvah, lorotz, kisholech lebeis haknesses, you should run to shul, v'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah, as well as to run to every dvar mitzvah. And afil b'shabbos, which you normally, sh'asul of sob, si agasi, you normally not allowed to take large steps on Shabbos, large steps is defining as more than an amma, nevertheless, for a mitzvah, you're allowed to run even on Shabbos. However, he points out, avu kishiyetze lebeis haknesses, osul rutz, but if you're leaving the shul, then it's forbidden to run. Sivkot Mem, the Mishnah Berurah writes, shenema v'neidor nir dufol odas es Hashem v'gomer. Should run to Hashem to do a mitzvah. You certainly shouldn't tarry to go to shul by talking with your friend. And that's a terrible thing because you're going to be late for sure. You're going to miss Baruch Hu and Kedusha. He brings down the Prisha who writes, when should you run? Only when it's recognizable that you're near the shul. Then you should run because it's clear that you're running to the shul as opposed to people just think you're training for the marathon. You're running near the shul. It's clear that you're running for shul. It brings down the Priva Godim, the Bishachri, Shaholechim, Talos, Utsilim, Biyodah. If you're running with your Talos and Tulin in your hand, Tomid, Bin, Karhov, that's clear and evident that you're running to shul. When we call Makom, Birchov, Akum, Loyrots. However, in the Goyish enables, you shouldn't run through. That doesn't look proper. Sivkot Mem Aleph, he says you should run at Pesach, Beis HaKnesses, only up until the shul. However, Ube Beis HaKnesses, Atzma, also Loyrots, Elo Yelch, Beima. Once you're in the shul, then you should walk with tremendous trepidation and awe very slowly. Sivkat Membeis, Bishabbos, it's also to run. However, V'yach B'chol, no telecha mechamesh meos miyor einayim shel adam, even on a weekday, you shouldn't run because it takes away your vision, 1/500th of your vision, which is a very Kabbalistic idea. But he brings down in Dershah footnote number 42 that if a person always walks fast, then he can walk fast going to shul on a weekday as well. Finally, Sivkat Mem Gimel, you're not allowed to run from the shul because these taking of large steps appears that if you can't wait to get out of shul. But this is only by medvar mamurim kisholich lasakim, if you're going for your own good, for your own reasons. If you're coming to run to go back to shul, then mitzvah lorutz kidei lachzor maher, so you can get back real fast. Likewise, if you're going from the shul to run to a base medrash to learn Torah to a shir, you're also allowed to run then. The Yishuv footnote 43 points out, even if people won't realize this, since you're doing it the same Shemayim, that's okay, and that concludes today's shir.